Blog Talk Radio.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true, them will never lose.
Shocking, Murray, and
this
and
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye. Let them know.
Israel,
you want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel,
call them out, call them out.
The table is turning. Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, the rise of Israel and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in the arm of Gideon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh, Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD, the Romans invaded, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh, for so long we were there in exile among the children of Ham.
Israel,
hear what the man is
calling on my people. Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
The table is a stand again.
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I are saying, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Never give up, you see. Never give up. Fight the fight, walk the walk, talk the talk, you see. Try and try and we fail, and we try and try and we fail. But what? One day we're gonna conquer. Cause Jah never fail yet. And we still have light and we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory. Good over evil. Yeah.
Blue. delivered to he that was dead. Behold, I'm alive again. What da da, what da da, what da da. Love and Hannah.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen for me. Righteousness, we say.
Bless His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually, ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology, and this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bed ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Elohenu, Elohenu. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth outright. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari is thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Ishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim. Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah. Kol Adonai behadar. Kol Adonai shover arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et arze al Lebanon. וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש. כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Anna bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one. Na gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorsheya Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamida Tamleim. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, barkein, ahrei, rachemei, sidk ateka tamida, amen. May your righteousness
always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Uvaka. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden Kavya Ushima Ushaik Aden Yo Dea Ta Elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo Dea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Leolam Waed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan,
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Lecha Dodi,
Dodi,
Dodi. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride. Meet. Come,
Oh friend, the Sabbath greets. Likadoti, likaratakala, tene shabbata nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likarati atala bne shabati nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hi bi Jehovah. Ya, cha cha echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Wa echad ushmo echad. Lichem ula kitareta witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Likadodi likarati akala, bne shabati nikabala. Oh, come. Let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Likadodi likarati akala, bne shabati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city. Thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Nechadoti elikrati akala. Pnei shabati nekabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz. Uva yom ha-shevi'i
Shabbat, Shabbat,
it is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I the le'olam. Kia shesheta yamim asah Yahuwah, for in 6 days. Kia shesheta yamim, he who be, made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et ha-shamayim, the heavens, et ha-aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha-shavii, and on the seventh day, uvayom ha-shavii, shavata vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, Wayinafash, and rested and was refreshed. Shavat,
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness,
no
unrighteousness, no unrighteousness, no unrighteousness, no unrighteousness, no كبر الأكفال وكبر الدلسو كبر الحيط وكبر السلامة وحيط الله جاء راس الفرع أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل سنبت سلام Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the sultry, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home and still send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa, and I will be anointed with fresh oil, come on, well, yeah, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest,
people get caught in a dissonant mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the elder man, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You fight with sin and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, oh. Send back shalom. Shabbat shalom, oh. A song for the days of rest, well. Oh, well. Come on, well, yeah. More and better the image. Get a Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. I judge your way on.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Justify!
O excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai! Shine for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Oh, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Hey, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest.
Here we have today's daily song, we have song.
Yo, TG. I hear, man.
My life.
TG.
Psalm 62.
Yes, sir, you with world of fears, world of fears.
Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. See, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
Dam nat ya khadi du tu mizmor ya David
אך אין אלוהים דומיה נפשי, ממנו ישועתי, אך הוא צורי וישועתי, נשגבי אלוהים עוד רבה, עד אנה תהוטטו, על איש תרצחו, כולכם כקיר נטוי, ודרת דחויה, אך מצאתו יעצו להדיח, ירצו חזב בפיו יברכו, ובקרבה מקללו סלע, אך אלוהים דומי נפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, נשגבי אלוהים עוד. על אלוהים ישרי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחציב אלוהים, בצחוקו בכל עת, עם שפכו לפניו לבבכם. אלוהים מחצה לנו סלע, אך הבל בן אדם כזב, בן איש במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תבטחו בעושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל כי ינוב אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז אלוהים, וכה אדוני חתן, כי אתה תשלם. לאיש כמעשהו
stillness. Now the JV, the Yehudi version says, hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Is more Samek Beit.
Samek Beit. Samek
Beit.
Samek
Beit.
Samek
Beit.
Samek
Beit. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Is more Samek Beit. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Is more Samek Beit. Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm L-X-I-I. La Menatzeach, Al Yedutuna means more Le Dawi. Ak, El Elohim, Dumiyah Nafshi, Mimen, Yeshuati. For the leader, for Jedutun, Jedutun, a psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God. For Yah,
for Yah,
for Yah,
for
Yah,
for Yah,
for Yah. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm is more Samek Beit, Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm L-X-I-I. La menatzeach al yedutuna mizmora le dawi. Ak, el Elohim, dumiyah nafshi, mimen yeshuati. For the leader, for Jedutun, Jedutun, a psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God. For Yah, for Cha, Ak, El Elohim, Dumiyah, Nafshi. Wait, wait, my soul, only for Elohim. Ak, El Elohim, Dumiyah, Nafshi. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says in Isaiah, Ishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 26 and 4. Wait ye, wait y'all. Upon the Lord forever. Bitochu b'Yahuah ede'ad. Trust ye, trust y'all b'Yahuah in Shahov and he who be we be b'Yahuah forever ede'ad. Bitochu b'Yahuah ede'ad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Said, know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait. Know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait? Upon him who created two worlds, with the two letters of his name, with Y and H, with Yod and He, he formed worlds. This world, as well as the world to come, as well as the Olam Haba. And here, 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 a little extra midrash note here on Mizmor Samek Beit, Samek Beit, Psalm 62. Opening word, La Menatzeach, Al Yedutun, Al Yedutun, Mizmor Ledawi, La Menatzeach, Al Yedutun, Mizmor Ledawi, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the Menatzeach, the overcomer, for Yedutun, for Jedutun, a psalm, Mizmor Ledawi, of David. Here in the Midrash translation, wait, my soul, only for God, for Yah. Here the translation from the Hebrew is, wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, Dumiyah. Now the KJV, King James Version, here to the chief musician, to Jedutun, a psalm of David, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. But the first part of the first verse in the KJV is the bait verse, only for God doth my soul wait in stillness. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Mezmure Dawit, the Hebrew Mezmure Dawit, the Psalter, only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, she, wait in stillness. Now the JV, the Yehudi version, says only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, as we have here in the Sefer Tehillim. KJV once again says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Ak il Elohim dumiya nafshi. So the word, the key word is dumiya. And that's the H1747. That interestingly enough, from I study right here, we find four times, and this is not in the Midrash notes. We're going to share the Midrash note right here on today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit. However, we find four places in four other psalms that we have Dumiya, the H1747. In what four psalms? We have Psalm 22 and 2. We have Psalm 39 and 2. We have Psalm 62 and 1. And we have Psalm 65, verse 1. That's according to the KJV, so one verse over, no doubt, in the Hebrew manuscripts, in the Masoretic manuscripts. But here, Psalm 62 and 1. The first verse that combines both the two verses Hebraically, the superscription, the Laminat Seyah, and here the first verse, or the proper verse, the opening verse, only, ak, only. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure, no doubt. Ak, el Elohim, dumiya nafshi. So apparently this comment here on the word dumiya, and ya, stillness. This word is often brought out in translation as stillness. Here we have dumiya, silence, still, repose, still waiting, right? It's a noun, feminine, dumiya, right? Stillness, adverbially, silently. I think it's in the first psalm or so where it's translated as silently, abstractly, quiet, trust, silence, wait. So in the first verse that we have, the four verses in Hebrew where this word occurs as dumiya, which may be translated as wait for Yah, as we have here in the Midrash. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, the Yod and the He. These two Hebrew letters of the Hashem, the Yod, the Yud, the Yad, the Yod, and the He. So here, apparently, in this comment, the word Dumiya, stillness, is broken up into two words, and read as wait for Yah, interpretively, wait for Elohim, wait for God. And it's also read, this is read in the special meaning to be developed in the passage here from the Midrash on the Sefer Tehillim in today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, in the ancient pointing, Samech Beit, modern Hebrew, Samech Beit, the 62nd Psalm. Just for example, this word Dumiya, Psalm 22 and 2 says, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. So the word silent here. Now, it's interesting because we have the soul, we have the nefesh, we have she, we have this word, Dumiya, right? The H1747, according to the Strong's Concordance, the Strong's word, H1747. Now, here in the script, we have Elohai Ekra Yomam, with lo ta'ineh, with laila, with lo dumiya li, with lo dumiya li. So here we have this somewhat cryptic dumiya, Is Dumiyah just silence in the feminine sense, or is it wait? Is it wait for Yah? Is it wait for Jah? Wait for he who be, Yah, meaning he who be, he who he becomes, he who is being. Oh my God, Elohai, I cry in the daytime, but thou, but the eye, hearest not. Elohai, ekra, yomam, with lo ta'inne, but thou hearest lo ta'inne. Right, velo ta'ine, velo ta'ine, means the eye does not anna, anna, does not answer, ta'ine, the eye does not answer. Elohai, ekra, yomam, I call out to the eye by name. Elohai, highly I, my true good, my true God, my power, my source. Elohai, highly I, my Elohim. Elohai, ekra, yomam, ekra, I ara, ekra, I call out, means to call out. Not to recite, but to call out by name. Elohai, ekra, yomam, yom, yom, a day, yomam, days. So daily I'm calling out to the eye. Willo ta'inne, but the eye does not answer. With Laila and night and at night with lo dumiyah li and no dumiyah, no waiting for Jah for me, no waiting for Yah for me. The lo dumiyah li, with lo dumiyah li, with lo dumiyah li, dumiyah li, with lo dumiyah li, and no waiting for Jah for me. I have no rest. So some translators translate this part of the phrase right here as, but I have no rest. With lo dumiyali. Others in the KJV sense, and am not silent. But now it's important to note, or there is no silence to me. There's no silence to me. But we look at the Hebrew. Hebraically, this is why it's a very important note here in the Midrash, in the study, right? In the seeking of he who be, who he be. Here we have with lo dumiyah, and no waiting, no silence for Yah. Right, for me, for my soul, for nefesh, right, for nefesh, for my psyche, right, for my psyche, for my soul, right. So here, that is the first place that we have of the four places. So it's not as though this is a common kind of word that we have many places, but it's exclusively in the Psalms. And we have Psalm 39 and 2. I was dumb with silence. So here, dumiyah, bringing out the sense of silence. I was dumb waiting for Yah. I was dumb waiting for Yah. What does dumb mean? Right, dumb. I was tongue-tied. I was without speech. Right, I was bound. With the word, we have the word alam, alam. So here, going to the Hebrew right here. Let's bring this out in the Hebrew. We have the verse in KJV. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. And my sorrow was stirred. Ne elamti, alam, alam, alam. I'm dumb. I don't speak. I'm bound in a sense, bound from speaking. Ne elamti. Dumiya he he sheti mito uka evi ne ekar. I was mute with silence, or I been bound waiting for Jah. Ne lamti dumiya he he sheti. I held my peace. He he sheti he he sheti. Just breaking down these words here from Chasha. Chasha is to be silent, to be quiet, to be still, to be inactive. Chasha, actually, a primitive Hebrew root, comes down to even the modern English to hush. Chasha, hasha, 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 to hush. Or keep quiet, to hold one's peace, so to speak. To keep silence, to be silent. So what we have here, there's two words in the same arefta negar, in the same sentence. Ne'lam ti adumiya. And I hush mito, mito, from tawa, from good, mito, and I hush, hechesheti, mito, uka eriya ne'ekar, from good, my sorrow, ua ka'evi, uka evi. So we have ka'ev is pain, usually mental or physical pain in the sense of sorrow, it's suffering in the physical physical, or the mental adversity, grief, pain, sorrow from ka'av, right? From ka'av, to be in pain, to be sore, right? To feel pain, right? Implicates to grieve, to spoil, grieving, marred, pain, to make sad, so sorrowful, sore. So we have that basic idea right there. So he says, uka evi, in modern Hebrew, or uka evi, ne'ekar, ne'ekar, ne'ekar. Akar, akar, akar is the trouble, to stir up. right, to stir, right? Like when properly is in the sense when water, if you're boiling water and the water is rolling, royal, R-O-I-L, like the royal water, right, is to stir. Water is percolating like a kettle, right? Disturb, afflicted, troubled, stir up. Ukaevi, and my mental and physical pain, ukaevi ne'ekar, and my physical pain was stirred up, or as KJV says, and my sorrow was stirred. Was trouble, was boiling, it's like boiling, right? It's coming to the boiling point. Ne'ekar, ukari, ne'ekar. But the first part, ne'lamti, dumiya, hecheshiti mito, which the translator translates as I was dumb, I was bound, waiting for Jah. I was bound, waiting for Jah. I held my peace, I hushed mito, I hushed from good, and my sorrow, right, my pain, my mental and psycho or physical pain was boiling up. It was coming to the boiling point. This is bringing out that Hebrew, right, sense, right, that Hebrew sense. Read one translation that says, I was stone silent. I held back the urge to speak. My frustration grew. In a sense, it does bring out one of the interpretive senses of the Hebrew, but it's always good to kind of get a look, right, take a look in the book for ourselves. So here will be the third place in the Mezmur Dawit, right, in the Mizmor, in the Psalms of David, the Psalms, the third place that we have it in today's Psalm, Mizmor, Psalmet, Beit, in Psalm 62. Ak, il Elohim, tumiya nafshi, which can be translated either or as, truly my soul waiteth upon God, upon Elohim, or only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, or the more Hebraic sense of it, wait my soul only for Elohim, the true good, the true God, for Yah, for Jah, for he who be, he who becomes, he who is being. Ah, il Elohim, dumiya nafshi. And finally, we have another psalm that's a companion in the theme of today's psalm, is the 65th psalm. So we can go to the 65th psalm, the first verse of the 65th psalm, the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, waiteth, dunia, waiteth for thee I, O God, in Zion, and to thee the eye shall the vow be performed. So here. Lamanat Sayach Mizmor Le Dawi Shir Leka Dumiya Tehila Elohim Bitzion Uleka Yeshulam Neder Uleka Yeshulam Neder. And to the eye the vow is performed, the vow is paid, the vow is made peace. Yishalam, Yishalam, Yishalam. But the first part of the sentence, the Beit verse here in the Hebrew, Lecha, Dumiya, Tehila, Elohim, Bitsiona, praise. Lecha, Lecha, to the I male, Lecha, Lecha, Dumiya, wait for he who be, who be. To the I, wait, and she, my soul is waiting, the soul is waiting for he who be, who he be, who he be. Tehila, 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 praise, the Elilta, praise. Elohim, to the true God, Bitzion, Bitzion. Now this often is brought out in the Hebrew, right, to be compared with the today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samech, Beit, the 62nd psalm. Only for God, Elohim, doth my soul wait in stillness. Now the analogy and the probable, one of the probable reasonings and meanings is that praise, like prayer, tehila, like tefillah, right, like tefillah, prayer, tehila, praise like prayer is often truest when in deep and still devotion it waits, or she, speaking psychically of the soul, she waits in the presence of perception, right, to perceive he who be, to perceive what it is, right, the presence of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The concourse of people in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, looks forward in reverential silence for the service of Boda, right, of thanksgiving, of the Torah to begin. So this is one sense that this is brought out, and this is the final place within the Hebrew scriptures that we have the word Dumiya. But now Dumiya, the H1747 is from the H1820, Dhamma. The root is Dhamma, Dhamma. So this makes it logical and likely that the Yah there has to do as we have in the Midrash for Yah, the wait, do me, Dhamma, do me, which is the root. Dhamma is to cease, to cause, to cease, to cut off, to destroy, to perish, cease. and having a sense of doom, right? Silence, it is speaking of the psychical silence of the nefesh, of the psyche, of the soul, of the sheep, right? To cut off all that psychic chatter, right? To be dumb or silent, right? Hence, the sense is to fail or to perish. Perish continually chatting, so, right? Speaking to sheep, speaking to the bridegroom, right? The bride, right? We have the bride and the groom, right? She's speaking, right? Now she has to cut off that chatter, right? The center is destroyed, Dhamma, deceased. Cut it down, cut it off, to destroy it, to be brought to silence, to be undone, utterly. Like when somebody says, I'm done. Like that's the sense when somebody says, or a woman, which I'm done. The soul has to be brought to that point, right? Has to be brought to that point in faithfulness, right? So obedience is like the truest worship, right? To be cut off right there. That's why the idea is even brought out by the translators only for Elohim, right? To the source, doth my soul. Now she, does she wait in silence? Does she do me ya now she? So here we have even a sense of a command, do me, wait, saying to the soul for her to wait, like cut off the chatter for he who be. It'll be what it be, it is what it is. Now she, cut it off. And the next part of the verse is Mimenu Yeshuati. Mimenu Yeshuati. From him, from he who he be, come Yeshuati, my Yeshua, my salvation. So the soul's salvation, right? Yeshuati comes from him. So thus wait in silence. Now here, this brings us here to the second area of commentary on today's daily psalm in the opening. Right, the mystic Hebrew, right, the Hebrew HD right here, with Yod and Hey, or the Hebrew Y and the Hebrew H, Yod, Yud, Yad, and Hey, he formed worlds. This here, literally, for the Lord is God, an everlasting rock. For the Lord is God, an everlasting rock. Bring on that part. That's the second note right here. And this is based on Yeshaya, based on the passage in Isaiah. As we open up with Isaiah chapter 26 and 4. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 26 and 4, where the translator here says, wait ye upon the Lord, upon Jehovah forever. We find that here in 26 and 4, it has one form of it is trust ye. Bitachu v'Yahuwah today on. The second part of the verse is Ki for Beyah Yahuwah Sora Olamin. Here the Hebrew says Ki for Beyah in Jah, in He who be Yahuwah, in He who be Sor Rock Sor Olamin. For Olamim is the eternal rock, the everlasting rock. So this phrase here from Yeshaya, from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, the bait part, the B part, the second part of the verse, where it has the Lord is God. In the Hebrew it says, Ki for B'yah, Yahuwah, B'yah, in Jah, Jehovah. And they were to translate this the way it is here in the Hebrew, Ki B'yah, Yahuwah, For Olamim, for in Jah, Jehovah, rock, of the Rock of Ages is another form of it. In fact, let's just look at the KJV because we're looking in Hebraically here, and it'd be good to compare with the King James Version. Now here in the KJV, King James Version, this is in chapter 26, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. This is in the section of Isaiah, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. So here the KJV says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah. This is one of the few places they have Jehovah within the KJV. Jehovah is everlasting strength. They have this translated as everlasting strength. Right? And here, the Rock of Ages. Here's the Hebrew sense of the Rock of Ages. Because we were translating this right here, we're like, Sor Olamim, Sor Rock, Olamim would be like a world. He is the Rock of Worlds, i.e., he is the Rock of Ages. So here in the marginal note, in the Schofield Study Bible, it says, Hebrew Rock of Ages, and then it points us to Deuteronomy, to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 4. So let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4 right here, right? Thoroughly seeking he who be, who he be. Right? Darash, Daresh, the study, 32 and 4. 32 and 4 right here. Here we go right here. It says, he is the rock. His work perfect. for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And also what's of interest that in the season of tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, in the season and the Torah portion, in that season, Ha'avinu, the connection right here, again, and according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, these Psalms, how they reflect on the central truth. So here it says, we're in the Ha'avinu chapter, the Non Gimel, Non Gamel, 53rd Parsha, here in the Lamed Beit, right, chapter 32. And we have the translations, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and right is he. Here the Hebrew, Hatsor, Hatsor, the rock, Hatsor, Hatsor, the rock, Hatsor Tamim, Fa'olo, Pa'olo, his work, Pa'olo, Tamim, Tamim, Pa'olo, his work is Tamim. It's Tamim, nothing more, nothing less, it's right and accurate. Hatsor, Tamim, Pa'olo, Kikola, Dirakayo, Kikola, Dirakayo, Mishpat, for all his ways are justice. Kikola, Dirakayo, Mishpat, Mishpat, judgment, Mishpat, judgment. El, Emunah, El, Emunah, El, Emunah. El emuna with ain avel, with ain avel, with ain avel, with ain avel, with the ain vain, vain avel, vain avel, with ain avel, and without iniquity, without twistedness, a tzaddik, just tzaddik, right? We have tzaddik, right? Just and right is he. We yashar who, and just and righteous who is he? We yashar who, just and right is he. So here is the connection here with the note that we have with Yod and Hey. He formed the world, this world, as well as the Olam Haba, this world as well as the world to come. And this is based on the Midrash study, right? The study from the ancient scholars of Torah, and here in the Psalms, trust ye in Jehovah forever, for the translator says Jehovah is God, an everlasting rock. Here we have Bitochu Vayahua Edei Ada Kiya Biya Yahua Sora Olamin, for in Yahuwah, Sor, rock, Olamim, rock of strength, right, strength, right, everlasting, rock, rock of ages, Sor, Olamim, rock of ages, rock of worlds, Olamim, Olamim of the worlds, Ribon, Shel, Olamim, master of the universe, he's the rock, the Sor, Olamim, Ribon Shel Olamin. This world was created with the letter He, the Hebrew letter He. This world was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter He, the H, the Hebrew letter He. For in the verse from the Bereishis, Genesis 2 and 4, that reads, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created. Here to the first book, to the last book of Torah, Devarim, and then here to Bereishit, Genesis, the Beit chapter, chapter 2, verse 4. In the Hebrew, we have this, Eile Todot Hashemayim Veha'aretz Behibaram. So here they have, next to created, Behibaram, B-H-B-R apostrophe M. Bi, pointed here as bi, hi, bar, am. Now, if you look at the Hebrew, you notice that the H after the bait is half the size, or less than half the size. Bi, hi, bar, am. Bi, hi, bar, am. In the day that he, beyom, sota, Yahweh, Elohim, eretza, wishamayim. Now, Behibaram is not to be read as when they were created, but with hay created he them. So when we read the verse, not just as when they were created, Behibaram, but as Behibaram, Behi, Behi, Hey, Baram, with hey, Tridus he then. And the Olam, the world, Haba, to come, was created with the letter Yod, with the letter Yad, with the Y, the letter Yod, Yad. Hence we have it with H, and with Y and H he formed the world. So once again, the reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, the second part of the verse, for the Lord is God, or in the KJV, King James Version reads it like this, the second part of verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 4. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For in the Lord Jehovah is, Hebraically, the rock of ages. We have here the Hebrew, Ki B'Yah, Yahuwah, Tzur Olamim. Ki for B'Yah, B'Yod Hey, B'Yah, Ki B'Yod Hey, Yahuwah, Tzur Olamim. With Yod, and Hey, He formed the world. The Yod Hey, Ki the Yod Hey, Yahuwah Tzur Olamim, or Ki the Yah, Yahuwah Tzur Olamim, with Yod and Hey, with Y and H, He formed the world. And why was this world created with the letter Hey? Why was this world created with the Hebrew letter Hey? To tell you that in the same way as a man utters the sound of hey, 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 the Hebrew hey, letting it slip from his lips without movement of the lips, hey, 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 may be said, letting it slip from his mouth without movement of the lips. So what does this tell us? In the same way as a man utters the sound of hey, the Hebrew sound of hey, hey, letting it slip from his mouth without movement of the lips and without pressure of the tongue. So Elohim created the world without any drudgery and without any labor. Even here, as is said in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Bidvar Yahuwah Shamayim Na'esu, by the word of Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be. Bidvar Yahuwah Shamayim Na'esu, by the word, the Devar, be Devar, by the Devar, the word, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Shamayim, the heavens, Na'esu, were made. The verse in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 26 and 5 that reads, for he hath brought down them that dwell on high, for he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki Heshach Yoshvei Marom, for he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki Heshach Yoshvei Marom. End the verse. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor. In Isaiah 26, the next verse, verse 6. The foot shall tread it down. Ragle oni ha'ele dalim, even the feet of the poor and the steps. Ha'ele dalim, the dalim, and the steps of the needy. Tia remesena ragel, the foot shall tread it down. Tia remesena ragel, ragle ani, even the feet of the poor. Ha'eme dalim, and the steps of the needy. And also the verse from Micah chapter 4 verse 13, where it reads, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Kumi Wadoshi Bat Zion, arise and thresh. Here in Micah chapter 4, here at verse 13. Kumi Wadoshi Shabbat Tzion, arise and thresh. Kumi Wadoshi, ancient Hebrew pointing, Kumi Wadoshi, Vat Tzion, O daughter, Vat Tzion, Bat Tzion, daughter of Zion, Kumi Wadoshi, Bat Tzion, arise and thresh. Kumi, rise up, speaking to sheep, Wadoshi, Wadoshi, and thresh. Vat Tzion, O daughter, Zion. This implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One blessed be, he spoke thus like this to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, quote, I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. And by what means shall I make you know trouble? With Jedutun, that is, with the judgments and trials thou wilt impose upon I and I. Hence, hear, in today's daily psalm, hear, it is said. Al Yedutun, with Jedutun. Truly my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. From him cometh my salvation. Ak il Elohim. Dumiya nafshi. Mimenu yeshuati. Similarly, scripture says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 12, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, the eye. Neither know we, no I and I, what to do, but our eyes are upon the eye. 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. He only is my rock and my salvation. Hear. In the Gimel, the Gamel, Hebraically speaking, the third verse of today's daily psalm, Yizmor Samech Beit. Akhu Suri, we Yeshuati. He only is my rock. Akhu, for sure. Ak, surely, Ak, who, surely he, Suri, my rock, Suri, we Yeshuati, and my Yeshua, we Yeshuati, Ak, who, Suri, we Yeshuati. What does rock mean? Sur, rock, Suri, my rock. Sur means duress. Elohim put I under duress in this olam, in this world. And because of the duress he puts I under, he will save me, he will save I. Therefore, the verse concludes, he is my defense, I shall not be moved into the great place. He is my defense, I shall not be moved into the great place. Misagabi. Lo emota reba, my high tower. Elsewhere this is read as my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved. Or as he is my defense. Misgabi, he is my defense. My defense, misgabi, he is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emota reba, lo emot reba, greatly. Great place. Lo emot reba. The great place. What is the great place? The great place being a name for Gehinna, Hebrew hell, fireplace, Gehinna. The place into which Harasha, the ratchet, and the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, they fall and stay. The place into that the wicked, the ratchet, fall and stay. So too in the verses from Eul, from Joel chapter 4, verse 13, the B part to verse 14, that reads, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, the vats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Hey Shikua, Hayekari, Kia Reba Ra'atam. Himonim, Be'emeka He Harut. For the wine press is full. The vats overflow. For the vine press. For the vine press. Ki malagat. For the vine press is full. The vats overflow. Hey Shikua, Haya Yikarin. For their wickedness, their ratchetness, great for great, their ratchetness, their wickedness, ki, rabah, ra'atam, ra'atam, their ratchetness, rabah, rabah, ki, rabah, ra'atam, himonim, himonim, multitudes, himonim, multitudes, himonim, be'aymeka, he charut, in the valley, aymek, he charut, of decision. What can valley of decision mean? What can Aimek Harut mean except that if a man fall into this valley, into this Emek, the judgment upon him is decided forever. But in the hour of judgment, according to Joel Uel, right, and today's daily psalm, I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emota rabba, lo emota rabba. I shall not be moved into the great place. For though Joel 6:4-16 says, the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Yerushalayim. And utter his voice from Jerusalem. Hear, 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 Yuel. Joel 4:16. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Miyazion, Yishag, shall roar. And Jehovah, Yahuwah, Miyazion, from Zion, Yishag, shall roar. And utter his voice, his vocal, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And give his voice, Umi Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. Yehovah mi Zion ishag. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo. At the same time, the Lord will be a refuge to his people, Amo, and the strength of the children of Israel, of the children of Israel, with Ra'ishu Shamayi Wa'aret, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Jehovah and Jehovah, Yahuwah, and he will be a refuge to his people, Yahuwah. Machiseh le'amo, and a stronghold, u'ma'oz alivnei Yisrael, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. U'ma'oz alivnei Yisrael. Hear, so too the sons of Korah, they said, even in Psalm 46, verses 7 to 8, they said, nations were in tumult, kingdoms, governments were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, is with I and I. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hamu goyi, matu mama lakota, natana bikolo, tamug aret, Yahuwah sabota, iman. Nations were in tumult. Hamu goyi. The nations, the Gentiles, international community, Hamu, were in tumult. Hamu goyi. Matu mamlakot. Kingdoms, mamlakot. Mamlakot. Matu. Hamu goyi. Matu mamlakot, natana bikolo tamug aret, the nations were in tumult, hamu goyi. Matu mamlakot, and kingdoms and governments, mamlakot, they were moved. Natan, he gave bikolo, he uttered his voice, he gave in voice, in vocal, natana bikolo, Tamug aret, the earth and the earth she moved. Tamug, tamug aret, the earth she moved. Yahuwah Tzavaota, Imanu, Jehovah of hosts of armies, Imanu, Imanu is with us, Imanu, Immanuel. Yahuwah Tzavaota, Imanu is with I. Nisgav lanu, Nisgav lanu. He's a high tower, refuge, a defense for I and I. Nisgav lanu, Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov, Selah, of course.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yo, TG.
I hear, man.
My life.
מזמור סמך בית למנצח על ידותון מזמור לדוד. אך אל אלוהים דומיה נפשי, ממנו ישועתי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות רבה. עד אנה תהוטטו על איש, תרצחו כולכם כקיר נטוי, גדר הדחויה. אך מסתו יעצו להדיח, ירצו חזב, בפיו יברכו, ובקרבם יקללו סלע. אך לאלוהים דום מנפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות. על אלוהים ישעי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחצי באלוהים. ביטחו בו בכל עת עם, שפחו לפניו לבבכם, אלוהים מחסה לנו סלע. אך הבל בני אדם, כזב בני איש, במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תפתחו בעושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל כי ינוב, אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז לאלוהים. ולך אדוני חסד, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, send another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Slaftafara.
Mizmor Samek Beit. Mizmor Samek Beit. Mizmor Samek Beit. Psalm 62. La Menatzeyach al Yedutun. Mizmor Ledawi. To the chief musician, La Menatzeyach. To the leader, La Menatzeyach. To the overcomer, al Yedutun. To Jedutun. Mizmor Ledawi. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of Dawi. Ak, illa Elohim dumiya nafshi mimenu yeshuati. Truly, my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. Ak, illa Elohim dumiya nafshi mimenu yeshuati. Ak, hu, sori wishuati misagabi lo emot rabba. He only, my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Aku tsuri wishuati misagabi lo emot rabba. Ad anna te hotetu al isha te ratchu kulkema kira natui gadira hadachuya. How long will y'all imagine mischief against a man? Ye y'all shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. Od anna te hotetu al isha te ratchu kulkem kukira natui gadira hadachuya. Ada misa eto ya itzua le hadiyach yirzua khazaba bitsio yeva rekua uva kirbama yik alu sela. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Say la. Pause. ata miseto ya etsoa le hadiyah yirasu kaza befio ye vareku uva kerabama yikalelo sela akalelohima domina shikia mimenu tik wati. My soul waiteth, my soul wait thou only upon Elohim, for my expectation from him. Ak le'elohim domi nafshi, ki mimenu atikawati, aku suri wishuati, misagabi lo'emot, he only my rock and my salvation, my defense, I shall not be moved. Aku suri wishuati, misagabi lo'emot. Al Elohim Yeshia Ukavodia Tsura Uziya Machsi Belohim. In Elohim, my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge in Elohim. Al Elohim Yeshia Ukavodia Tsura Uziya Machsi Elohim, bitochu boa bekol eit, ama sefokua lefanayo wa levavikem, Elohim amachese lanu sela. Trust in him at all times, at all I was ye people, pour out your heart before him. Elohim, a refuge for us, for I and I, sela, pause. Bitochu bau bekol ait am sifuku alefanayo levabekem Elohim machselanu sela ak hevela bne adam kaza bne ish beamoz naim ala elota hema me hevela yachad. Surely, men of low degree, vanity; men of high degree, a lie. To be laid in the balance, they all together, right, then vanity. Ak hevela bnei Adam, kaza bnei ish, be moznayim la elot hema me hevel yachad. Ala tivat echua be osheka uva gazela la tehe balu achayel kia yanub ala tashitu leb. Trust not in oppression and downpression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Alativatuhua the Osheka Uva Gazil Alatehe Balu Chayil Kia Yanub Ala Tashitu Leib Achata Diber Elohim Ashtaim Zu Shama'iti ki oza l'Elohim. Uleka donaya chesed kiata tishalem le'ish ke ma'isehu. Elohim, have spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to Elohim. Achat diver Elohim. Shittayim zu shama'iti ki oz l'Elohim. Also to thee I, O Lord, mercy, for thou, the I, renderest to every man according to his walk. Ulka Adonai chesed ki ata tishalem le'isha ke ma'isehu 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 ma'isehu
ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu ma'isehu. Ya Abrahamin Amlak, ya Miayanin Geta, El Ro'imin. El Ro'imin. El Ro'imin.
El Rohim, El Rohim.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, to his work, to his work, to his work, to his work.
To his work. Elohim, 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 Elohim.
Trust in him at all times. Bitahu vo in him. Bau bekol ait am. At all times. At all times. Trust in him at all times. Bitahu bau bekol ait. The ancient Hebrew. Bitahu bau bekol ait. Modern Hebrew. Bitahu vo bekol ait. Trust in him at all times. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Samek Beit. Psalm 62 here, Hebraically at the 8th verse, at the 9th. Here at the 9th verse. Rav Chiya Barabba of Joppa said, a man's breathing in, out, shows that his spirit is striving to escape from him. And how is it made to remain in his body? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, fills the whole earth with his glory. And when the spirit, close to escaping, sees its maker, it turns back. And where was this thought plainly expressed? Among the men of the great synagogue, who expressed it plainly in their comment on the verses from Nehemiah of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, that reads, Thou art the Lord, even thou alone, all one. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, the earth and all things that are thereon, the seas and all that is in them. And thou preservest them all. Whence, from where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, fills the whole space of Ha-Olamim, of the universe, the universe? Because he said in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, Do not I fill heaven and earth? 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 Rav Nachmani said in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, They who brought the first fruits used to sing the song, according to Psalm 150, verse 6, Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath, praise, Jah, praise ye, Yah. Here, 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 Psalm 150, here at the Wow, the Vav verse. Call ha-neshama, tihalel, Yah. Call all ha-neshama that have the neshama, that have breath. Call ha-neshama, tihalel, tihalel, to praise, to give a lilta. To praise, to hallel, Yah, to praise, Yah, to praise, Yod, Hey, to praise, He who be, hallelujah. What is meant by the words, Let make everything that hath breath praise Yah, praise Jah. Make everything that hath breath praise Jah. Call ha-neshama tehalel Yah. That as long as the breath goes in and out of man's body, we are bound, I and I are bound to sing hallelujah, hallelujah to Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, for he does wonders, wonders for us, wonders for I and I. Hence, here, David said, since Elohim works so many miracles for us, I and I all the time, at all I was, take here, not to be diverted from him for one instant. Thus here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm, here Hebraically at the 9th verse, trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, for I and I, forever. Bitachu ba'ua b'kol la'ayta'am. Shifkua lifanayo levavekem Elohim machise lanu selah. Trust in Jah, trust in him, and he who be trust in him at all times. Bitachu ba'u in him. Bitachu ba'u v'kol ait at all times. V'kol ait. Am ye people. Am shifku lifanayo. Libabekem, pour out your heart. Shifku lefanayo, libabekem, your hearts. Shifku lefanayo, libabekem, Elohim achseh lan, selah. Elohim is a refuge for us, selah, forever. Also to the eye, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou, for the eye, renderest to every man according to his work, according to his work. O leka Adonai chased, and also to the eye, Adonai chased, mercy, loving kindness. Also to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy. O leka Adonai chased. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. Ki ata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu. Thou renderest, thou payest. Tishalem, makest peace. Shalem, renderest. Shalem. Ki ata tishalem leish to every man. Tishalem leish ke ma'esehu. According to his work. Ke ma'esehu. Ki ata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu, according to his work. What is meant by the words, also to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy? What is meant by, ulka Adonai chased? Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah, they differ. Rav Yehuda maintained that good works are not barren, but bear fruit. As is said even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 10, it reads, Say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru tzadik kia tov, kia fri ma'alalehem yokelu. Say y'all, tzaddik of the righteous, imru tzaddik ki tov, that it shall be well with him, ki tov, for tov, good, ki tov, ki efri, for fruit, ma alelehem, yokelu, for they shall eat, yokelu, they shall eat of their doings, of their toil. Ma'alehem. Ki afriya ma'alehem yokelu. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Chet. Ha-chet. Chet-yat. Sin. Akari, however, is barren. For it is said, also to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his works. Uleka Adonai Chased Kiata Tishalem Leishakur Ma'asehu. Consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins. Consider that. Consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris. Do the good works and the sins cancel one another out? In the sense to say that thus, like this, he would receive neither reward or punishment. The sense of the question here, to consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris, do the good works and the sins, the akaris, cancel one another out, that he would receive neither reward nor punishment? The answer, no, nah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. The Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. He first makes a man pay for his iniquities, and only afterwards gives him his reward for his good works. Our masters taught that Elohim pays him a reward for his good works, but does not deal strictly with him for his sins, for his akaris he has accumulated. That is, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not minutely examine Ha'chet, the Chatiyat, the sin, the akari, in order to punish him exactly as much as he sinned, as he ucked up. For it is said even in Ezra 9 and 13, Thou, our God, our true good, Eloheinu, has punished us, punished I and I, less than our iniquities deserve. Thou, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, has punished us, punished I and I, less than our iniquities and I and I iniquities deserve. Here also, the verse says literally, Thou renderest to every man somewhat like his work. Tiata tishalem leish ke ma'isehu, ke ma'isehu. Thou renderest to every man. Kiata tishalem leish, to every ish, somewhat ke, like his work, ma'isehu, ke ma'isehu. And what is meant by the words, less than our iniquities deserve? That Ha'el, the true good, the true God, makes a man pay for these iniquities out of what comes into his possession. How? When a young man is so inflamed by lust that he deserves mavet, death, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? But suspend the punishment of the young man until after he has taken Aisha, a woman, a wife, and begotten sons. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Holy One, blessed be He, takes one of his sons, instead of punishing the man himself for HaChet, the sin, the ukri he committed. Now here in the Midrash, based on the last Midrash reference here concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, taking one of the man's sons, instead of punishing Ha'ish, the man himself, for his chet, his chatiyat, his sin, his lack, his forfeiture that he committed, here we are pointed to the first psalm and the 49th reference. There's a reference notes, footnotes, where it says right here, should you say, but in the generation of flood, there were men less than 100 years old, and yet they perish, they too perish. I answer yes, because they were punished for the corruption of their fathers. And here's where the reference is made here, pointing to the first psalm and the Midrash notes. For it is said, all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth, according to Bereshit, Genesis 6 and 12. So he went to the Midrash note here, and it says, so clearly in the P.E. passage, in the P.E. passages that simple, that imply, quote, the children, there are passages that imply that children have to suffer for the sins, the ukaris, the lacks, the forfeiture of their parents, are explained by the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, as referring to cases in that the children perpetuate the crimes of their fathers. At times, according to HaRebbeinat, to the rabbis, the Memharan, quote, little children seem to form almost a part of their fathers' selves and suffer on that account for the sins, the ukaris, the lacks, the forfeitures of their parents. So here is the reference, and there is the note to that. And in reality, we find that reasonment to be right and exact. And even in HaTorah, it says to the, you know, the third and the fourth generation that continues in the same ukaris, the same sins, the same forfeiture. So here, with today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm, going forward with a reasonment right here. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, makes a man pay what is due him out of what a man comes to possess. Is there greater mercy, chesed, than this? Hence, here, it is said, to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy to, not unto, undone, unclean, not to, to, also to, ulika, Adonai, chesed, also to the eye, lika, Adonai, chesed, to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy. Rav Nehemiah, however, had a different Targum, interpretation of Thou, the eye, renderest to every man according to his work. He had a different interpretation of Kiata Tishalem Leisha Kuma'isehu. What is meant by the words Kuma'isehu, according to his work? This, say that a man considers committing a chet, a chatiyah, to sin an akri, but does not commit it. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, does not write it down against Shemo, against His name, unless he commits it. But if he considers doing a good deed and is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, writes it down in his favor as though he had done it. From whose life can you learn this? From Dawid, from David. For he grievously desired to build a heikal, a temple, a Beit Mikdash, a holy house. As it is said, even in Psalm 132, verses 1, verses 2a, 3a, and 5a, these verses from the 132nd Psalm that reads, Lord, remember to David all his grief, how he swore to the Lord, surely I would not come into the tent of my house until I find out a place for the Lord. And again, in 1 Chronicles 22 and 14, we read, Now, behold, in my grief have I prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold. To this grief, Scripture refers also in the verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 7 and 1, that reads, And it came to pass, When the king dwelt in Beito, in his house, and the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, had given him rest from all his enemies round about. At that time, at that hour, as David was meditating in his heart, Bilibo, the building of Ha-Hekal, the building of the temple, he said to Nathan Hanabi, to Nathan the prophet, See, now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Thereupon, Nathan the prophet replied, If the thought that thou shouldest build him a house, a bait, had not come into the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neither would it have come into thy heart, as is shown by the verse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordered me to write of thee, even in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 34, where it reads, The Lord hath sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart. Slicha. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. Typo there. Chapter 13, verse 14, where it reads, But now thy kingdom shall not continue, being spoken to Shaul, and hear the words, The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. Ve'ata mamlakataka. And here's the part, lo takum. Then it says, Bikesh Yahuwah lau ish kia levavo. According to his own heart. That Jehovah, here, hear, in Natan's reply that he who be we be ordered me to write of thee that Yahuwah had sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart, according to which had come into Bikesh Yahuwah Lau Isha Kia Levavo, that Yahuwah hath sought him a man after Kia Levavo, after his own heart, or according to that which had come into his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lau Ish Kia Levavo. And at once, through Natan, through Nathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made his thought known to Dawi, made his thought known to David, as is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 to 5, where it reads, "And it came to pass the same night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt build me a house for me to dwell in." Here, reading the question as a statement. So here from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 4 to 5. "And it came to pass, Vayehi devar Yahuwah, Vayehi devar Yahuwah el Natan lemor, in the word, and it came to pass the same night that the word of he who be who he be came to Nathan. Vayehi devar Yahuwah el Natan lemor, lek, we amarta, illa avdei il David, koh amar Yahuwah, ha ata tivne li abayita li shivati li shivti." Now, here, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 4 to 5, often ones write this here as a question. And here the translator here in the English says, Shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? It says, "Go and tell David my servant, thus, like this saith Jehovah, Ko hamar Yahuwah, Ko, like this go say to Illa Abdi, Illa Dawid, Il Abdi, Il Dawi, to David my servant." Now, it's pointed as a question here, but here we say, Ha'ata, Ha'ata, the you, Ha'ata, Tivne liya vayita li shivti. He's saying, as a question, you can read that into it, but it's not directly. He says, it could also be read, as we have here in the Midrash, that thou shall build me a house for me to dwell in. But another verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 4 reads, "Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in." So when we read in the proper reading of 2 Samuel chapter 7, right, at verse 5, "Thou shalt build me a house to dwell in," ha'ata, ha'ata, tivne li, bayita li shivti, for me to dwell in. You could read it as a question, but it's not any question marks in Hebrew. So the context here has a statement, but then 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5, compared with a book written later on, after return from the Babylonian captivity, 1 Chronicles 17 and 4, how can the two statements be maintained? Thus, like this, "Even though thy son Shlomo is to build Habayit, the house, it will be called by thy name. Even though Solomon was to build the house would be still called, would be called by David's, by David's name." Now here we have Psalm 30, and we compare this here with Psalm 30 that begins with a song at the dedication the dedication of the Hanukkah of the house of Dawi. And so here, as we go forward right here in the Midrash of today's daily psalm, though David deserved to build Habayit, the prophet Nathan came and said to him, "Thou shalt not build a house to my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight." This is 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and 8. When David heard this, he was afraid, and he said, "Behold, I am unfit to build ha-hekal, to build a temple, the Beit Mikdash." According to Rav Yehuda bar Eli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, "Be not afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou hast shed is no more to me than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle. Of that it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16, it reads, the unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water. That is, such blood may be freely shed. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, Hatira, do not be afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou, the I, Ata, has shed is no more to me, no more to I, than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle. Of what is written in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16, the unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water. David asks Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asks Elohim, if this is so, why am I not allowed to build Ha'ekal, the temple? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, if thou build Ha'ekal, the temple, behold, it will stand and abide and never be destroyed. David said, but that is as it should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, it is revealed and known to me and known to I that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel will sin, will uck up. And then I shall cool the fire of my fury upon Ha'ekal, the temple, and destroy it. And only thus, like this, will the Bnei Yisrael, will the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, be saved. Of this destruction, it is written, even in Lamentation 2 and 4, he hath bent his bow like an enemy. In the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion, he hath poured out his fury like fire. Darak kashtoa ke oye nitzava yimino ke tzara waya herokola machemade ain de ohela bata zion shafaka kaesh chemato. He hath bent his bow like an enemy. Darak ashtoa ko oye, standing with his right hand as an adversary. Nitzaba yemino ke tzar, and hath slain all that were pleasant to the eye. Wayahiro kola machmade ain, in the tent of the daughter of Zion. Be'ohela bata Zion, he has poured out his fury like fire. Shafak ka'esh chemato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also said to David, even if thou art not to build Ha'ekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the Holy House, nevertheless, since thou didst think to build it, I shall record it in thy name, as is said even in the 30th Psalm of David, Mizmor Lameid. It is said, a song at the dedication of the house of David, a song at the dedication, the livication of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, a song, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, a song at the Chanukat, the dedication, livication, Habayit of the house, LeDawid of David. Scripture does not say the house of Shlomo, the house of Solomon, the house of Solomon, but the house of David, Habayit LeDawid, the house of David. Why? Lama, because David thought, Belibo, in his heart, to build Ha'ekal, to build the temple. Thus, like this, we learn, I and I learn, that when a man thinks of doing a good walk, a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reckons it as though he had done it. And there with that summary on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malkias Edek, Melchizedek, and speaking of the righteous king, Garmawi, Nugus Neges, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, here, his autobiography, Hiwetea Naya Ethiopia, Rimja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, here in the introduction, like the closing of the Midrash on Psalm 62, where it reads, "Thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, reckons it as though he had done it." Here in the introduction of the autobiography, Book 1, of Garmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi Haile Selassie, the King Messiah, Moshiach Ben David, here he says, "Whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it unless God sustains and supports him. If he fails to accomplish the task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy." So here, opening sentence or two in the introduction of Book 1 of Garmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, the King Messiah, Moshiach, HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach. He says, "Thus, like this, we ourselves, by virtue of our descent from the Queen of Sheba and Nugus Seloman, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, ever since we accepted in trust in 1909, that would be 1916, first the regency of the Ethiopian realm and later the imperial dignity right up to the present, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, here our conscience does not rebuke us, but the opening words, whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it." So here from the greater David, the greater son, we have this word of the Holy One. If he fails to accomplish the task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy. Thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Kedusu Yetabarekano, blessed be He, reckons it as though He had done it. Yadon. In a name.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore."
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, Semes Salam. So right here we have Ma'oz, Sur, Rock of Ages, Temple Rockers, right here, Shabbat Shalom, as we head into the Shabbat day, coming forward on TJIF. Here, the Temple Rockers, Rock of Ages, featuring Wayne Jarrett right here to complement one of the main themes in the Midrash, the study of Psalm 62, Ma'oz Sur, Sur Ha'olamim.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Zakor et Yom Ha Shabbat Le Kaddisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Le Kaddisho. To keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom Ha Shabbat Le Kaddisho. Remember. Remember. The Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadisho.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Give time.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. That was Rima right there with Give Thanks Every Day. Before that, we had Ja Molly with Rock of Ages. Yes, I.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Here on the outro, Ja Rastafari of Desiree right here. Bless the Sabbath day.